So today I'm going to talk to you about the latest landmark project from the RAB here in the UK. Now, a lot of the work that the RAB do in the UK is based on proving effectiveness of radio advertising from a variety of different objectives and different types of campaigns. But this project attempts to do something very different. Rather than focusing on how effective advertising is, we wanted to kind of look at a bigger issue that we're facing. Basically, the entire theme of today's conference and how the world of audio has significantly changed in the last 5 to 10 years, and understand actually how do our listeners, the people that really matter, how are they consuming audio content, including live radio and on-demand audio in today's audio landscape, and what does it mean for advertisers as well. I'm going to give a brief 10-minute version of the full 40-minute presentation, just focusing on the qualitative element in terms of what listeners and how they use audio in today's world as well. So how we did the piece of research? Well, the qualitative phase was commissioned in partnership with a research agency called The Sound, a Canadian company with also an office in London here as well. We recruited 32 listeners aged 16 to 49 from across the UK in four cities, Bristol, London, Manchester and Newcastle. Half of those listeners were average radio listeners and half of them were more mainstream kind of average radio listeners to commercial radio stations in the UK. We also ensured that they also were digitally agile, so they all, as well as consuming radio, they consumed some form of on-demand audio, be it a streaming service, be it YouTube, SoundCloud, podcast, or catch-up radio as well. As part of the research, those 32 listeners were asked to record across a two-week period in July any audio occasion that they experienced in that time, be it listening to radio, be it listening to their MP3s, CDs, podcasts, or catch-up radio. They did so on their smartphones or on flip cams that we provided with them as well, asking them to explain what they were doing, what they were listening to, and why they were doing it, and how they were doing it as well. After that two-week period, we then brought back two-thirds of those listeners to focus groups in those four cities to kind of go through and explore the themes that are coming through from the smartphone footage to really unearth how radio and on-demand audio play a role in day-to-day life and how they maybe overlap or how they complement one another in terms of how listeners actually use audio content in day-to-day life. So from all of that qualitative phase of the research, we had a very robust overview of audio consumption in the UK. Across the two-week period, we captured 448 separate audio days across the 32 participants. In total, 832 audio moments each individual video clip, and in total, 72 hours of video for me to watch and analyse in partnership with our research agency. So a lot of time went into looking at video content in terms of what people actually do in terms of consuming audio and what they use and how they use it. So what do we learn from all of this qualitative insight? Well, we discovered there's two broad reasons as to why audio consumption, as referenced earlier on, is growing in the UK. The first is a more functional explanation. Simply, devices like the smartphone and the tablet are making audio even more accessible than ever before, available to listen to audio content, be it music or radio, wherever you are in the country, regardless of being kind of constricted to the home these days. And emotionally, we found that audio is just great at kind of supporting a modern life. We all have, as busy people, stresses and complications across the day, and audio is great at kind of seamlessly supporting you across the period at kind of zero effort as well to help you navigate the stresses of day-to-day life. So we found in particular that there are six modern life need states, so things that we need to satisfy to navigate this modern life that we all lead, and audio can help satisfy these six in particular. Some of them more personal, some are more social-based, some are more about the content of the audio you're consuming, and some are more based on the context of the audio that you're consuming and where you are at the time. I'm briefly going to explore six of the need states, explaining what they actually mean, how audio plays a part in satisfying them, and what sort of audio formats, be it radio or on-demand audio, help satisfy this particular need as well, to explain the whys of why people still listen to audio content in the house. So the largest need state that we've found in day-to-day life is people's desire to have their mood lifted. We all are busy people, we have jobs, we have chores or families to look after, and audio can act as a great energizer or pick-me-up for those tasks that we don't quite enjoy doing every day, day in, day out. Now, rather than me explain it, it's time for me to shut up and hand over to the people that really matter, and that is our listeners. Would you mind turning the volume up on the screen, please?
The window.
I'll just start the video again for you.
As you can see, it's a lovely sunny day today, and I like to have the windows open and the music loud. It helps you get to work in the morning because you can have the music up loud and wakes you up.
It's just there to kind of perk me up. So it's either if I'm having a long drive or if I don't want to be cleaning my room or I need to wake up and get ready for work and I want to kind of, you know, really wake up and not feel sluggish and stuff, that's when I listen to music.
In the morning, on my daily commute, in the morning, it's probably, well, it's just 7 o'clock now. You can't replace the radio, like, to get you up, you know, you're a bit bleary-eyed. You need to get a bit woken up, you know, gradually.
I listen to Tiësto's Club Life podcast. The reason why I listen to that is because, well, I was in the gym, and it's really upbeat, and also it's good because you know exactly what you're listening to. It should need upbeat music for the gym.
It's my washing up time. It is Radio 1 on the Roberts radio. In the kitchen. Look at this. Oof.
Radio is kind of like, it is kind of what keeps me lifted in the day. So like when I wake up and I'm doing my makeup, it takes about half an hour. And it's like, if I put that on, I know that I have to stay upbeat in the way I'm doing it. Yeah, it just gets you through the day faster, I think, now.
So as you saw in the video, this news site tends to be dominated by live radio. People use radio because they see it as something that can change or give a mood at any one time, often to do with the human connection and the companionship element that radio offers above and beyond what on-demand audio can do. Just to clarify, in terms of on-demand, what we talk about here is anything from streaming services to catch-up radio and podcasts, things like YouTube or SoundCloud, or even your own personal music collection, be it MP3s or CDs. Radio is unique in terms of being able to lift your mood because of that human element to it that goes beyond what on-demand services or your own music collection can offer, which tend to match a given mood. You choose to select a certain song to match the mood you're in, whereas radio can kind of lift you out of a bad mood or get you through a boring day at work, for example. The next news site is Amplify the Moment. This is all about those occasions across the week where we may have more social occasions, socialising with other people, and audio, and in particular music, can help amplify those moments and make them even more significant.
The noise kind of builds the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then if you have a song that somebody personally knows, like when a Bob Marley song comes on, everybody's up.
Yeah.
Everybody's up and everybody's raving.
If you're having a barbecue and you sort of, it was a party atmosphere, we're having a drink, and I think you don't want to listen, maybe to listen to regional presenters speaking, you just want music.
Just to show you what we've been listening on, just listening to history, a bit old school, a bit of little radio going.
Just finished having the party for the 1 year old. We've been listening to an 80s, 90s, and 2000 mix tonight, which has been quite cool, something for everyone. Now the job is actually getting this little one to actually go to sleep after listening to lots and lots of music. So wish us luck.
We're listening to the music from an app which is on Leah's phone, which is surrounding by the whole house, and it makes us feel happy, and it's a lovely atmosphere.
So as you just saw, your own music collection, streaming services, or things like YouTube or SoundCloud players are used more frequently in terms of amplifying the social moment. It's all about exercising control over the music that you hear at any given one time, the right song at the right moment to amplify the social occasion. However, as you saw in the video, sometimes live radio is used on a secondary level. For example, Seb in the garden listened to Kistery. There are certain shows and stations here in the UK that are designed for the more social occasions. Stations like Kistery and shows like Club Classics on Heart are designed for that purpose as well, to amplify those social occasions across the week. So the next need state is provide social currency. And audio does this in two ways. It sparks conversations, be it between friends, family or colleagues, and it helps people feel relevant and